You're listening to SBS News.
A picturesque island retreat regarded as a jewel in the Pacific, Norfolk Island is again seeing the arrival of people seeking an escape. Hotel manager Carrie Christian says business is picking up.
Tourist visitor levels have never been so good. We're running at between 80 to 100% occupancy for the next 3-4 months.
Norfolk has had flights on and off from the Australian mainland over the past 12 months and is now enjoying its most stable travel period since COVID struck. Increasing numbers of Australian tourists have been experiencing the closest thing to an overseas holiday before New Zealand became an option again.
Welcome to Bounty Tours Norfolk Discovery Tour.
We saw a package tour advertised and I've always wanted to come to Norfolk because I'm very interested in the history.
Tourism is Norfolk Island's biggest moneymaker, but some locals, like farmer and tourist operator Peter Bailey, are wary of their dependence on it.
Tourism is our lifeline at the moment, but what we really need is to diversify.
Mr. Bailey says critical supplies ranging from food to building materials are limited on the island, making the current tourism model unsustainable.
When we're trying to market ourselves as a tourist destination and we're getting shortages of certain things, it's not a good look.
The supply problem existed on Norfolk long before COVID. Significant cuts to shipping services has seen deliveries dwindle from roughly one cargo ship a month to one every 3 months. Cherry Buffett is president of the Norfolk Island Chamber of Commerce.
95% of the stuff that we would use would be brought into the island, yes, whether it's by air or by sea. I would say the island is not in a good state economy-wise.
Supermarket shelves can be at times empty, and when full, according to hotel manager Carrie Christian, prices can be sky high.
It's awful to try and run a business and have to tell clients, I'm sorry you can't have that wine, there is none. I'm sorry you can't have a coffee today because there is no milk. This is our livelihood and we're living like a third world country.
Restaurateur Bindi Bathgate hopes tourists will be forgiving.
Understanding towards us and what we're actually going through. We're doing the best that we possibly can at the moment in a difficult situation.
While operators like tour operator Svetlana Jovanovic hope the shortages won't discourage visitors from Australia's mainland.
We have a very unique opportunity right now to capture this market for people to see what is literally on their doorstep.
Alan Lee, SBS News.